So, Alison, good morning.
Hola. Good morning.
Although for you it's your afternoon. It's 1 o'clock your time? Nice. Lovely. How's your Friday going?
It's okay. I feel a little low energy today and a little flat, truth
Right,
be
well,
told.
we'll just fucking turn it off then. Screw it. We're not doing it. I like the topic we have for today. Maybe that'll jazz you up.
Maybe. Let's go.
Talking
What is
about the difference between brilliance and arrogance.
Yes. And I had a little scooch around on the internet just to see is there, because obviously, I mean, the training you and I have done over the last couple of years, we've talked a lot about brilliance. And I was kind of like, is it training? Sorry, is it arrogance versus brilliance? Are they juxtaposed? Are they, is there a correlation between them? I'm not sure that there is.
Ooh, I can totally see a thread.
Yeah, I can see a thread. I don't know if they're completely in opposition
I agree.
to one another, the verses, but I don't know if they're quite in opposition to one another. But tell me what you see.
Well, I think that the brilliance is like the essence. This is the thing that, like, when I am being brilliance, the result is that everybody that I'm with has more access to their own brilliance, right? That's kind of like the definition of essence. And I believe that brilliance is an essence that some people really have, that's a really strong core essence that they carry. I think that the survival mechanism is the over-indexing of brilliance, where you turn it up super high. And then you're like a know-it-all, you're the smartest person in the room, it's my way or the highway, you become micromanaging, everyone's an idiot, and all the different ways that arrogance. Those are just the ways that I over-index my
Everyone's
own
an
brilliance.
idiot.
Yes, everyone's an idiot. That's my favorite
Ah,
one. What a bunch of dummies.
lovely. Yeah. Everyone always is an idiot. Isn't that annoying?
Well, when
That's
I don't agree with them, absolutely.
so annoying. Yes. Well, I think I agree with everything you've said.
Good. That's why we're friends.
Goodbye. And
Done.
that's the
Seen.
That's why we're friends.
Oh. Well,
Oh my
let's
God.
talk about the impact of arrogance. Let's go there. 'Cause we all know what it feels like to be around somebody who is being arrogance.
Let's talk about the impact of arrogance. Well, can I say what's happened to me this week and how that my own curiosity around wondering around arrogance has been piqued.
Do you need to ask for permission? This our podcast. Can
Well,
I?
can I just make a request? No, I don't need to
Teacher.
ask for permission, but I'm not sure that I'm answering the question you
It's
just put
okay. The
in the
question will
space.
come
So,
back.
yeah, okay. And I don't remember the question at all now. So I did some training at the weekend, which was public speaker training. And it was very intense and lots of learning and really long days and sort of came away completely exhausted. But every single day this week, I have had these really lovely experiences where I have felt very competent and very comfortable, very very secure, really secure in my capabilities. And I've experienced seeing myself sort of flying and doing well at the thing I'm doing. And it's been really lovely. Even though we are told, what is that poem or that adage that says, it's a poem, I think, and it says, treat, praise and criticism
The same.
the same. Yeah, treat them both as sort of,
Yeah.
enemies to be kept at bay, kept at arm's length. But my own sort of sense of what was happening was that, like, oh my God, I'm brilliant at this, and very much felt that I was in my flow. And the reason I mentioned the training is because I think that sort of like nudged me to
Yeah.
the next sort of level. And then this week I've been practicing some of those things when I've been in a group. And then I have been sharing that with enthusiasm and excitement with you,
Yes.
with Casey, one of my sons, with anyone who'll listen. Because
Like the evangelist.
I was so excited
Yes.
because it's been such a lovely feeling to be, again, going back to the training you and I did over the last, 3 or 4 years, where we looked at sort of like the essential qualities that sort of emanate from a person. And brilliance was one of the qualities that was recognized in me. And I recognize that in myself.
Good.
I think I am quite brilliant.
Yes.
And yes, my
Yes,
lord. Yes, my
you
lord.
are.
She was in that room.
I
Five
decree
p.m.
it to be so.
Yes, it is. Yes, sworn on the Bible. Yes. And so that has kind of like had me questioning this week when I have been sharing my excitement about like, oh my God, and then I could see this, and then I said that, and they did that. Just really sharing that excitement, sort of thinking, oh my God. Am I being really arrogant here? So I haven't, that's sort of why I sort of, in that sort of list of like, what should we talk about? What can we talk about? Why I had brilliance and arrogance there. And you were like, oh yeah, there's really, I've got lots of things to say about that. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about it. But I'm kind of like, I don't really know where, I don't know whether, I don't think I was being arrogant. I don't think I was showing off. I think I was enjoying myself when, post events, when I was sharing. But there is a little sort of like worm in my head that says, steady on now.
What voice is that?
My critical inner voice that likes to just pull me back. And I'm sure that, it's a useful voice because it's going to keep me in check and stop me from becoming a wild
Public
maniac.
speaker.
Yes, dear Lord.
She's on every stage.
A wild public speech. Elbowing people and let me on the stage.
Me
Let me on the
the
stage. Yeah. Give me the microphone.
microphone.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. So it's yes, it's the one who the inner voice that would just keep me in check and stop me having that much fun of
Knock it
pushing my
off.
way to the front
That's right.
and grabbing the mic. Oh, say things, Al. Say
Well,
things.
it reminded me of you sharing a story where you were telling somebody about this program and the person winced.
You've lost me.
So you were talking about you were talking to somebody. I don't want to out anybody, so I'm trying to be very careful
Okay,
with.
you're being
So you were
so
talking with
highly
somebody, but
coded. I don't know.
it's so vague. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
And you
What's the
shared
point of what you're saying?
that that's the voice. It's like there's a part of you that's wincing, like, careful.
Oh, I'm with you. I've caught up. Yes. Thank
Just
you.
careful, right? Like, you're having too much fun. You're getting too
Yeah.
excited. You're spending
Yes.
too much money. There's too much energy.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to bring a little bit of clarity, for Tracy.
For Tracy.
Yeah, because she'll be like, what's going on?
What the
on?
Fuck are these two talking about?
What's going on in this conversation?
Well, I just, if it's somebody so... might be listening to us.
Yeah, and also.
Do you think your person listens to us?
I doubt it, but I'm so committed to sort of like being incredibly, you know, so much integrity around what we say and making sure that we don't say, oh, how do I say this? You know, that we share appropriately and only
Agreed.
Those who need to know. So I'm so committed to that that it's kind of like you now have to speak in code.
Yes. I want to be very much honoring and anonymity.
Yes, thank you. Yes, so that in of the person who winced was dear mama. It was my mother.
Who I adore. I might be the only one, but I adore her.
She adores you back.
I'll vacuum. I'll fix her shit. I'll mow her lawn. I'll buy her cat food.
She's waiting just for you to come back and
call
put
me.
That vacuum cleaner together.
It's still sitting on the couch.
Yes. But yes, the inner voice is you know, probably I'm sure it's informed in part by my, you know, what I learned as I grew up, you know, in my family
yeah.
home, and informed by my mother's attitude. So I would say that's, you know, we could put money on that. And it would be a dead cert. But yeah, it's my inner voice saying, like, oh, am I being too much? Should I be sharing this? You know, just keep your light under your own bushel. Don't
Right.
go being all radiant and shiny and out there, because it's going to be too much. And of course, it will be too much for some people. And you know, I have had the experience quite recently of my mum, bearing in mind I'm 59 years old, telling me I'm being too loud and to be quiet. You know,
she has.
Yes.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
You know, I'm kind of like, what? Yeah, just like, whoa. That's
it never ends. It never stops.
No. And I do have an excitable puppy dog sort of energy at times. Mm. And it is that runaway, it's puppy off the leash, and it runs out into the garden. It's so excited. I do have that.
Yeah.
And then I feel when I'm sort of curbed in that way, which my I hope Tracy's following this conversation, because
I'm not.
Barely, I'm
if Tracy's watching, can she call me? Could you send me a text and tell me what the hell Mia's talking about?
I love that. I'm not following it either. But when, you know, I get curbed by either external forces or by my own. I don't even need external forces. By my own. Oh, I don't know. What is it? You know, my internal critic, my internal critic. I don't know if it's my ego. I think it's my internal cricket.
That too.
I have an internal cricket.
You might need to take a pill for that. You have to go to the doctor for that one.
Oh, I needed this giggle.
Your inner,
thanks,
but
Ellen.
I like your inner Kathy. Like, it's your inner Kathy.
Mm. Yeah.
That voice, it's like, you're too much.
Steady on, girl. Yeah, you're too much.
Steady on. I love that.
Mm, steady on. Pack it in. It's the thing I always
pack
say
it in
to
is,
you.
That's
that
my
you love.
Favorite. Yes. We don't say that here, which is,
yeah,
but I am saying it.
Mm.
Making it cool. Mm. I'm making it cool in America.
Yeah, I'm spreading the word.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just had that question in my head.
Yeah.
At the end of this week, where I had a really interesting weekend, and then could see the pieces I'd learned. They had just nudged everything else I know into the next, you know, the next space or the next spot. And I was just having so much fun with it, you know, this week. And then sort of, as I shared, feeling like, oh gosh, should I not be sharing this? Am I being a little bit arrogant here? Should I just tamp it all down a bit?
Yeah, like you've done something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh, that makes me feel a bit emotional. Yeah,
there's
like I've
some
done
truth
something
there.
Wrong. Yeah.
that it's like you have there's like a threshold that you're allowed of joy.
That's making tears come into my face.
Do you want me to stop?
Pack it in, Ali. No,
Pack. Turn it off. Stop recording.
it's fine. It's fine. We can hang it
But that,
together. I'm a
like,
professional.
that's right. You can cry and follow along, but that you like got above it. And then you're like, fuck, we better tamp that shit down. So now you're low, you're flat, you're worried that maybe you shined a little too bright. You may had an impact on people, perhaps. I don't know. Like, what if you did do something wrong? Like, how would you know?
I think it's not so much in the actual instances themselves, because I mean, between you, me, and Tracy, my experience of myself on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, it's now Friday. My experience of myself on each of the preceding days was that I brought all of my skills to bear in certain situations in a way that was exceptional, brilliant, was great. And the bit that has me then spiraling and has me feeling a bit emotional right now is, oh, hang on, I might actually cry. Let me just give myself a second. Is then your recording has not paused.
People are okay with tears. Our people, our person
I'm
is
just
okay
thinking if
with
this is an
tears.
audio, they're like, stopped. Was then the acknowledgement for myself. I could handle that, acknowledging to myself, like, oh my God, that was so much fun. But then when I shared it with somebody else, I felt like I'd gone a step too far. And I feel like that somehow that piece is the next, it's like the next missing piece of the puzzle that I'm looking at, which is sharing out loud stuff and coming off as like an arrogant
Well, even
a-hole.
like notice your hand is like near your mouth right now. So is there a the saying here is tooting your own horn?
Yeah, blowing your own trumpet is what we would say.
Of course it's different. Why can't we just get along? Why
We
can't the
don't
British
toot.
Americans just agree? Oh, you don't toot your own horn?
We don't toot
Wear
our
pants.
own.
Why
We
can't
will blow a trumpet. If we're
you'll
going to do it,
fucking
we're going to do it.
But the idea is what I'm hearing is you would like to be able to celebrate. You want to be able to express your energy and excitement around something. And wouldn't it be great if you could do that with a lot of freedom? I mean, almost like with reckless abandon, and then not have to shrink afterwards and be like, oh, fuck. I was too big. I was too bright. I was too much. Because there's something about it. That is like, has you like collapse back into yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It was the tooting of the trumpet or the blowing of the
The
horn. I don't know.
horn.
I've mixed
Now
them
we've done
up
it.
now. It's a schmush.
We need a different
Oh.
saying.
Yeah, but yes, so blowing my own trumpet was the bit that had me wince. Because once the brilliant thing had happened, I was like, oh my God, I want to share about the brilliant thing because it's so exciting. And then I was kind of like, ah, oh. And I shared, I mean, I didn't kind of like hire an aeroplane and fly a banner across town with, look how brilliant I am. But I only shared with, close people in my life, but I was definitely aware of that collapsing back in and like, ooh, have I been a bit much now sharing my excitement about how well something went and how much I enjoyed it? Even this, it's all very curled
Your
in
hands by your
and
mouth, your hands are in your chest. It's like
yes,
you're
all
shrinking
curled up.
yourself.
Yes, all curled up. And I feel that that is in my way. It keeps being in my way
How?
because it has me withdraw, it has me pull back. It's fear of being too much, and it has me recoil and pull back and hide my light under a bushel and not shine.
And how does that get in your way?
I think it has me say no rather than yes to opportunities. It has me shy away from, and all of this I'm saying, as I know I have steadily and steadfastly taken steps forward over the last year. And I'm saying the last year because I've just completed, for my children's services work, just completed an annual review. And shying away from opportunity was one of the things I said I'm embracing more and shying away less. So I can definitely see I'm moving the needle on this piece.
Okay.
You know, I can see that there's progress and movement, and having the feeling again that makes me feel really emotional right now of kind of flying this week, and then feeling, well, I can't share that. I have shared it. I have shared it with you and a couple of others, but then really kind of like snapping back, like, oh, stop.
What's this emotion?
It's sadness because, yeah, I think it's just sadness, Ali, because it just seems like such a shame to be worrying about if one is too much, you know. And you know, oh, I was gonna say, we, of course, we can be too much. You know, I might be too much for Kathy for my mum, if I'm being really lavish. Like, oh, for God's sake, pack it in, you know, like you say to the kids when they're upstairs, shut up. So yes, it's not to say that, you know, actually, I just, you know, fully express that I might not be too much for someone at some point, but it's the fully expressed bit that I've been pursuing and working on, gosh, for a while, you know.
This is
I mean,
something that
as in
you've
years,
really, And when you said you may be too much for Kathy, what maybe even more closer to reality is that's about Kathy. You're not too much for Kathy. Kathy sees you through Kathy's experiences of her world, and you're a reflection of her. She's very invested in you because you're her child. So it probably has more to do with like how she's being perceived if you're too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yes. It's going to be a little bit of both, perhaps. You know, we're not everybody's taste
A
all
hundred
the
percent.
time. Yeah. And yes, you know, she's experiencing me through her lens or lenses, and all of those filters that have informed her life will, you know, color what she's seeing and shape what she's seeing. And, you know, and that kind of, you know, back to arrogance and brilliance, you know, as, because I do fantasize about seeing myself on a show, you know, a stage. Like, give me the frickin' mic. I want to say some things, and I love being the conductor of a group.
So, what I heard, if I could rephrase it,
You may.
is that this gets in the way, this being You're tamping yourself down, you know, covering up your light, you're collapsing into yourself, all happens. It's keeping you from fully expressing yourself. And what you want is to fully express yourself in the world.
Totally.
And there is a consequence for full expression. There's
Say more.
many. Well, some people won't like it. Some people will say that's too much. Some people will say, look at her blowing her trumpet. I have to say it with a British accent, blowing her trumpet. Did I do a good, did it sound
And very,
British?
you did really well, and it's really slowly blowing her
Her
own
own trumpet,
trumpet.
darling. So that's. And not only is that going to happen externally, but you also have this internal voice that's like, hey, you better watch yourself. I don't know who you think you are, but you're getting too big for your britches. That's
Oh,
also a
that's
British saying.
That's such a good thing. I don't know who you think you are. Who do you think you are?
It stopped, that voice stops me from a lot. Who the hell do you think you are? And then you're like, ooh.
Yes, and that's the bit like, I daren't be arrogant, dear God. You know, don't be arrogant. Don't show off. And there has to be a difference, Sally, between showing off and, you know, sharing and enjoying one's whatever successes and wins and all of that. Each of these days this week, I have had the experience of success, the experience of winning, the experience of seeing my brilliance and just being in my flow and being in my zone of genius, all the words, you know, and just really enjoying myself.
And now you're sad.
And now I'm sad because I'm like, ah,
You better knock it
don't.
off. Like you've overshot. You overshot your thing, and now you got to drop yourself back down. It's almost like you're sabotaging yourself, which is gross. Don't do that. Stop sabotaging yourself. But it's what we do when we think, when that inner voice gets real loud and we're like, ah, shit. I think I did it again. I think I stepped in it. I think I've alienated people. And so I wonder if, like, how do you discern when you are just expressing yourself fully and celebrating your wins, celebrating your forward progression because you have made a ton of progress. And we want to celebrate that. In fact, people in your life, like I want to celebrate that with you. I love you and I want you to progress. And it's really fun to watch. And it's fun to watch you be excited about it. And when, like, how will you know when you're like, ah, but now I've gone too far and now I'm just tooting my own horn?
So celebrating my brilliance as opposed to being arrogant. I don't know. I mean, there has to be a point at which it goes from joyfully celebrating one's brilliance to being arrogant. There needs to be a point at which it moves
I
over.
think I have a hunch.
Go.
Did you have one? I don't want to interrupt your thought.
Well, the only thing I've got is it something about the intention? But I don't, I think we can have, best intentions and something could still land poorly.
Yes, of course.
So I don't know. What have you got?
That's kind of where I was swimming, was like, is it about me fully expressing myself and being excited about something versus me trying to get attention, me trying to gain acceptance, me trying to have other people view me as in a good way. So can we use an example?
Have you got an example?
Okay, so if I were to, I'm trying to think of one on the fly here. If I were to come to you and say, I'm super excited because I was able to get past my one rep max at the gym this morning. I'm so excited. Like that would be a genuine fully expressed, like I did it. I finally like made it pass. I've been working towards this for months and months. So can I do it? Yeah, I did it. Yay. So that's a celebration of the win. If I were to toot my own horn, I might say something like, I work really hard. I understand what it's like to be gritty. And if you want to work with me, like if you're ready to hit your own PR, like if I were doing it to like get people to want to hire me or to get people to want to, it starts to get kind of gross all of a sudden. You're like, okay, nothing. Like we know somebody, you and I both know somebody, again, anonymity, that like puts these types of social media posts tooting their own horn in a really aggressive way. And it's kind of like when you see it, I'm not able to really celebrate that person because it feels more like it's coming at me. Like I can't get in there with them. When I celebrate with you, I can get in there with you. You're like, yay. And I'm like, yay, I get to be yay too. Whereas if you're coming at me with it, like I cannot tell you how awesome that thing was. I now know how to speak on all the stages. Like I can't get in.
Yeah, so there's okay, I'm just processing what you said. When I was looking up the meaning of arrogance, it said one of the things it said was inflated sense of self and inflated sense of self-worth. So I'm trying to relate that back to what you've just said.
It's like I'm learning so much versus look how much I've learned. That's subtle. See me learning versus I'm so excited about what I'm learning. One is a little inflated. One is like meant to like have people see me as something versus the other is like, I just learned this amazing thing. Everybody should know it. Yay.
It's that, and I think many is going to show up many, many, many other ways, isn't it? There's something for me, there's something in there about comparison. There's some, or it's this, it's not comparison, it's, or is it comparison? It's me being elevated at someone else's expense. There's some element of that
Better than.
about our arrogance. It's kind of like I'm doing the thing and I'm the only one who can do the thing. But yeah, there's an element of that about it, which is really off-putting and has me, you know,
It's
it
repelling.
repulses me. Yeah, it is repelling. But I don't know that I was being like that. You said I wasn't when I shared with
I
you. Certainly
was
what.
drawn to you. I wanted to get in there and celebrate with you. That's like, as an outside observer, when somebody's genuinely celebrating because they're excited about something, you want to go and celebrate with them. When someone is inflating themselves or making themselves better than somebody else, then it's like I actually energetically and sometimes physically lean out.
Yeah, there's definitely, what I'm getting from this conversation is there's definitely more here for me to look at, because there is an invisible force field for me around self-expression and the, when there's kind of like a watermark print on a photo in a magazine or on the internet where it will say proof or something, so you can't copy it. Across this invisible force field, is the word arrogance, and and other words as well. Get back in your box. Don't get too big for your boots. Who do you think you are? And there's those things are written across this invisible force field, which is, that force field's holding me back. There's something, and it's the stuff you just said about celebrating others. It's keeping me, I don't know what it's doing, Ali. It's keeping me away from,
I can't really articulate it. This might have to have a part two because I can't
Sure.
fully articulate it, but it's something to do with celebrating. And I think I don't know if this is true. I don't normally celebrate. I would just quietly enjoy rather than kind of go, oh my God, it was like this and that and because, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to stop talking.
So I'll add that I do. I work with a guy by the name of Ben Foskey, and he has with I think Dr. Melkin of Harvard. They developed a confidence assessment because this was a thing like in corporate America, in business. It's one of the things that like everybody wants more of it. Everybody wants to feel and have more confidence, but we end up like under and over indexing. So we're like underconfident here and we're overconfident there. Anyways, so one of the things that I do with Ben is I do the debriefs for his assessment. And I've done hundreds of them. And one of the things that we do during this debrief of going through their 36 traits and all of that and where they're under and overconfident, everything is an action plan. And the final question of the action plan will how will you celebrate your wins? And I'm trying to think if anybody will ever answer that question. I don't think anybody's ever answered that question the first time I've asked it. They always go, oh, I don't need to celebrate my wins. And I'm like, yep, got it. That wasn't the question. The question wasn't whether or not you needed to celebrate it. It was how. How will you celebrate making progress? So I think it's a really normal and human attribute. We want to have humility. We don't want to look like we are braggadocious or arrogant. And so we're like, we internally are like, ee. And then that's all we get. Like you get a little yay.
Yeah, Ali, and that's been trained into us. I mean, I remember saying, I mean, it makes me cringe now, but saying to the boys when they were younger, when they'd received something like a gift or something, like, now don't go, you don't need to show off because there'll be people with more, but there'll be people with less. So that's definitely in me. And I was busy training it into them, like, just tamp it down a little bit. Don't be showing off. Now, obviously, that's about an object, I don't know, new bike or something, whatever. But actually, it does suck the joy out of the thing if you can't just fully express how excited you are about, even if it is about a new bike, not about some a skill that you've developed, that one isn't better than the other. But it does suck the joy out of it. And yes, I believe we are trained.
It's part of our social structure. Humans want to get along with each other. Arrogance is repulsive. It repels and disconnects us from each other. When we're around somebody that is arrogant, we're like, no, thank you. So we want to be careful of that because our survival is dependent upon our humans. That's how we evolved, fine.
On connection, yeah.
So it isn't that we don't want to keep an eye on it, but when we've dialed it up so high that you are genuinely excited about all of the learning and then the like unlocked something for you. You were like you were at the starting line, you were revving your engine for years. And the rest of us were like, would you fucking go already, Mia? Come on. And then this weekend, something broke loose and you could finally like go and finally go. And how exciting that was. It was exciting for us to witness. It was exciting for you to be in it. This is awesome. You want to be able to celebrate that. The celebration, we know psychologically will get us through the next difficulty, the next, because you're going to hit another wall. And then you'll be like, oh my God, now I got to do this thing. And we'll give up if we don't have something to like look at and say, okay, I have made it. I've gone 6 inches, great. Can I go a foot?
Yeah, this conversation is allowing me to see that my sharing with the two or three people I shared with
Does that count,
has been,
Tracy?
yeah, Tracy knows too now, but that's been my celebration. That has been my celebration to just openly share with such enthusiasm and excitement, like, oh my God, you know, this is how it played out. And just to really enjoy being instrumental in something brilliant happening.
Here's the other thing that I've been told a bunch by my coach, and that is I've made it very difficult for her to celebrate me
Oh, how so?
because I don't tell her. So, like, we'll get on a coaching call, and I'll be like, I signed a new client. Hit my one rep max. I whatever. And she'll be like, why did you wait 2 weeks to tell me this? I'm like, because I knew I talked to you in 2 weeks. And she's like, but I could have been celebrating. Like, I can't get in. I can't, there's no way to celebrate. She wants to be at the finish line, right across the finish line, to give me a high five, or a chest bump or whatever. Like, she wants to do that. I love to do that too. I want to do that with all of the people that I love in my life. So there's something about, like, it isn't just that I want to celebrate this because I have so much energy and I want to share it with the whole universe. It's like, you know what else happens? People get to celebrate me too, and they like that.
Yes, two things I have to say to that. I sent a voice note to my coach. I think I may have done it twice this week, saying, "Oh my God," saying all the things, just which I don't know if that's normal for me. I don't think it is. So yes, I have done that. I've done that with you as well. Send me a
And I
long
can
voice
tell
note.
you, I love celebrating you. I love it.
Yeah, that's the bit that I find a bit bonkers. I can understand that conceptually because I enjoy seeing you get over the finish line or you take the next step. Because I know the thing, you
You know
know,
how
the
hard I
next step.
work.
And it matters to you. And if it matters to you, then I'm interested in it. But there's something that makes me feel like, am I making people feel bad? It ties back to this, I'm making people feel bad. If I
Like, we
am
can't all
really,
win.
if I'm really excited about something and they're having a bad day or they're gonna feel bad. So like be mindful of others and just
You know the irony in what you just said?
no.
I
What?
don't want this to hit you in the face like a 2x4.
Okay, I'm going
So,
to brace myself.
okay, you ready? So
Braced.
it is arrogant to imagine that people will feel lesser than if you share. That's an actual arrogant thing, right?
Maybe. I don't know if it's arrogant, it's something.
To imagine that you have that much impact on somebody else.
Or that their self-esteem
Is
is
locked.
so fragile
Yes,
that
that you
if I
are
were to
amazing,
share a
which means
win,
that
that
the
if I were to
irony,
share,
right? We do such weird things.
So hang on, can we lay that out?
I
So
didn't, you said I didn't share. We'll have to go back and watch the recording, but you said something like, I didn't share with people because I didn't want them to feel less than? That wasn't your word.
Yes, hurt is more the feeling, like hurt that I don't know what the why they would feel hurt,
Okay. If I
but that they
share, then they might feel hurt.
doesn't make much sense that I'm saying it out
That's
loud.
like, that's a little big for your britches, actually, right? That's a little egoic. Is that a word?
Yes,
Egotistic?
egoic. Yes,
Egoic.
egoic.
To imagine that if I do this, it's gonna, like, it's
Yeah,
gonna
have a
make me
negative
better
impact
than
on
you.
you. Yeah. Yeah,
Instead
there's
of, like,
definite
I can win and you can win.
Yeah.
And when you're winning, I can enjoy and savor your winning. And it won't make me any less than, it won't put me on a different playing field, a different level. It's just like, fuck yeah.
I think I'm still in it because I can feel myself glazing over with lack of comprehension. I understand all of the words that both of us are saying, but there's still some invisible force field between me and full understanding. I can feel it. It's not going to be necessarily evident listening to me or looking at me.
I'll give you an example that might help you get over the hump. This is an example of somebody that you and I both know. Again, I will not name names. But that person is so amazing at what they do that they can't even really be around the rest of us because we don't really know what we're doing. So that's why that person never brought things forward. It's why that person could never work with us. Because if that person were to come into the space, we would all realize how amazing that person was. And then we would be all like intimidated and we couldn't handle it. We couldn't handle the power. We couldn't handle the energy. We couldn't handle the brilliance of this person. That person goes around the world imagining that people can't be with their greatness.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how great a podcast this is, but I'm definitely in something personally in this conversation that I haven't unraveled fully in this conversation. But there's this thing, whatever it is, this force field, this whatever it is, this thing that's in my way, is still in my way.
100%.
And the conversation is, I'm having the experience of being slightly, it's not frustrated, but almost confused, because I'm like, there's something in my way, and I've understood all of the words.
But it's
but
not.
I don't. Someone said to me the other day, they said a bunch of things. I said, I understand all of those words. The concept of it's just not, I don't get what you've just said at all. And that's where I'm at, because probably my defense survival mechanism is kind of like smearing the glass. So I'm like, I can't quite.
Got it.
Are you there? There's something here, but I don't know what it is. That's where I'm at right now in the conversation, where I'm sort of like, okay. But that's good, because I've come up against something and my nose is touching it and I just can't see what it is.
And we don't have to solve it today.
No.
And it won't make for an incomplete podcast. It's leaving you in your process.
It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is.
All right. Shall we wrap?
Let's wrap-a-roo.
Takeaways.
My takeaway is this conversation was, I had no clue where we were going when we came into it. I was kind of like, meh. And it's been, I'm at a dead end right now, or a blind alley, but it's been, but I'm good with that. It's been interesting. It's been really interesting for me. That is the sum of my takeaway. This has been interesting and something's in my way.
Mia says this has been, I'll put that in the notes. Quote.
Thank you. What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is how much the voice of who do you think you are? Like, I thought I didn't realize you had that voice too. I mean, I think it's not just, I didn't realize that you had the same wording though. I think we all have some version of it, but you're like, no, my voice says that too. That was a big takeaway for me. And how much that voice gets in our collective way. Just who do you think you are?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the title of the podcast.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. It's also the title of a book, but we can steal it. Yeah. They don't own it. All right, lady.
Muchas gracias. De nada.